Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today we're talking about
depression
and joy. Cindy, how are you today?
I'm feeling kind of depressed today, Martha.
Depressed? You're depressed.
Yes, Martha. You don't know what depressed means. It means gloomy, melancholy, sad.
Yes, I know, but why in the world are you feeling gloomy, melancholy, sad, depressed? Why?
I don't know. It's just so depressing out there. I've been listening to the news all day, and there's bad stuff going on everywhere. It's depressing.
Listen, Cindy.
I can't listen. I'm too depressed.
Listen to me. Did the sun rise today?
What?
Did you see a big ball of fire in the sky right now? Did the sun rise this morning? Is it shining now?
What? Yeah, of course the sun is shining. It always shines.
Do you have family?
Yeah, of course I have family. I've got tons of aunts and uncles and cousins. Uh-oh.
Do you have friends?
Oh, no. I can see where this is going. Yes, I have lots of friends all over the world.
Do you have clothes on your back, shoes on your feet?
Yes.
Do you have a roof over your head? Did you eat today?
Yes and yes.
Are you healthy?
Yes.
Then shut up.
You're right. You're 100% right. I was just doing a bit of self-absorbed rambling.
Self what?
Self-absorbed rambling. That means I was only thinking about myself. I was wallowing in self-pity for a moment there.
Well, snap out of it and look on the bright side, because today is a beautiful day. Look outside. There's not one cloud in the sky, and you have so very much in your life to be joyful about.
You're right. We're here to encourage, uplift, and support our listeners, not bum them out by depressing them.
That's right. No one is going to listen to our podcast if we bum them out.
Okay, let's turn this thing around. Ask me again. Ask me how I'm doing. Come on, ask me again.
How are you today, Cindy?
Great, couldn't be better. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
On top of the world, so you're not depressed anymore.
Nope, I've had a complete change of heart. And instead, I've now got a positive attitude and a joyful heart.
A complete change of heart. Well, I'm glad. That's music to my ears.
I mean, there is just so much to be happy about in life.
That's true.
Good friends.
Yes.
Supportive family.
Absolutely.
Sunshine.
Definitely.
Laundry detergent is half price this week at the supermarket.
Really? Is that what brings you joy? Half-priced laundry soap and you're over the moon with happiness.
I'm really a simple girl at heart. It doesn't take much to make me happy. Marta, what brings you joy? What makes you happy?
Mainly my husband and my cat. And I'm lucky because we share the same apartment, so I get to see them every day.
That's nice. And I can see it's true because you're grinning from ear to ear.
I'm what?
You're grinning from ear to ear. You have a big smile on your face. I can see you're happy.
Yeah. And Cindy, what other things bring you joy? What else makes you happy?
Well, I love to cook. And I love being able to share an excellent meal with my friends. So I'd say that's one thing that makes me joyful. Cooking and sharing great food with friends.
Well, that's something that makes your friends joyful, including me.
But I hate washing the dishes afterwards.
Yeah.
A kitchen full of dirty dishes is a real buzzkill.
I hate washing the dishes as well, but I don't know what a buzzkill is. Can you explain?
Sure. A buzzkill is anything that destroys or ruins the mood of the party. Imagine the best party you've ever been to. You're having a great time, and suddenly the neighbor knocks on the door and asks you to turn off the music.
Oh, wow.
That's a buzzkill.
That's it.
Okay, Magda, let's wrap this episode up with one of my favorite joy-related quotes.
All right, let's hear it.
It's a quote from a cartoon character named Ziggy. Ziggy was created by an American cartoonist, writer, and artist named Tom Wilson.
And how does it go?
You can complain because roses have thorns, or you can rejoice because thorns have roses.
That's great. Thank you to Tom Wilson and Ziggy.
I love that quote. And to finish out this episode, we've collected sound bites from a few dear friends talking about the special things that bring joy to their lives.
Hello, my name's Sarah, and I'm English, as you can probably tell from my accent. I live in Imola, which is near Bologna in Italy. In the UK, where I'm from, the summer tends to come and go with every change of the wind. I really love being in Italy during the months of June, July, August and September because it makes me feel very positive to remain in the sunshine and strong heat. It makes you really feel much more cheerful. We often enjoy good food, good wine, good conversation, so it's very important to focus on those enjoyable parts of life and not to dwell on the negatives, I believe. And if anyone wants to contact me for translations between Italian and French and English, feel free to contact me on my email address, which is in the transcript. Bye bye.
Hi, my name is Joe, and what brings me joy is playing the ukulele.
Hi, this is Freddie, and live music brings me joy.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you have a joyful day.
We hope you all have a reason to use one of these joyful expressions, like being on top of the world, being over the moon, grinning from ear to ear, and couldn't be better. Come visit us on iTunes, YouTube, Podomatic, Twitter, Facebook, and www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We are also available for private lessons via Skype. Just send us an email at myamericanfriendpodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.